Hey, it's Mr. Freaky. This story and thumbnail image was sent to me anonymously over Reddit. Its authenticity is for you to decide. In and around my area, there have been recent sightings of this man known as the Jester. I heard about him at work, but never knew anybody who'd actually seen him. It was always just hearsay about someone who knew somebody that came across him in the woods in the middle of the night. A couple of things were always present in the stories, though. Most people describe him as being tall and thin, and wearing some sort of cloak, with this weird jester mask. According to the stories, he essentially just watches you, usually from an elevated position, and no one knows exactly why. However, the legend is, if you do encounter him, you'll be dead within the month. Now, these people apparently don't die in a way which can be connected with the Jester. Otherwise, there'd be some sort of investigation about it. They're always naturally occurring things, like car accidents or strokes, only they happen to healthy people. Anyways, I always took the stories with a grain of salt. I figured it was just a local legend and didn't really think too much about it. I mean, I was out hiking and running around the woods all the time. My town is a sort of rural area, so that's pretty much my life. In fact, even after being warned about it several times by coworkers, I still would walk home from work through a park pretty much every night. I mean, I lived really close, and I didn't want to drive my car. It was mostly around sunset, so it wasn't that dark or anything, and I carry a knife with me at all times anyways for protection, so I didn't feel too worried about it. A few nights ago, though, I got off a little later than usual. It was a full moon out, and the park was especially dead at that time. I mean, there was pretty much nothing out there except the occasional cricket and squirrel running about. The park had this bridge that I needed to go under to cross over to the neighborhoods on the other side, and when I was heading towards there, I saw something on the sidewalk that immediately sent chills up my spine. It was like this little pile of bones in the middle of the sidewalk. I walked there every day, and when I'd passed earlier, it wasn't there. I approached it and looked a bit closer, realizing it was a circle, and there was some kind of little animal skull on the top. This freaked me out a bit, but I didn't see anybody anywhere nearby, and I was pretty much home at that point, so I just kept heading forwards. When I eventually crossed under the bridge, though, I heard this creepy sound coming from above. I turned to my left and noticed a shadow perched up on the wall of the bridge. It was just staring at me silently. I pulled out my phone and turned on my light, and to my horror, I witnessed a man with a jester mask holding a stick figure in his hand. As soon as I saw him, panic set in and I pretty much froze up. He held the little stick man up in front of him and started mumbling in this bizarre language. I took off, running as fast as I could until I got to my house. I busted in, slamming the door and bolting it immediately. Weirdly, as soon as I got in, I felt this sharp pain in the back of my neck. I thought it might have been from ramming into the door, but when I went to check a mirror, I noticed I had this weird sore on the back of my neck that wasn't there before. Anyways, I called the police and told them there was this creep out in the park near my house and asked if they could go check it out, even though he hadn't technically done anything physical to me. I'm still not sure if they ever even did. I put some cream on my neck and immediately got on Reddit to try and look up if anyone else had had a similar experience as I did, but I didn't find much. The next day I woke up and that sore had grown. I went to see a doctor as soon as I could, and he seemed pretty worried. We did a few tests, and it came back that it was some sort of aggressive bacterial infection. There was no reason for me to have that. It didn't make any sense. And he said he'd never seen the onset that fast before. He put me on several antibiotics, but my condition got worse quickly. After about a week, I wasn't even able to sit in my computer chair due to my back being covered in the sores. To top it all off, I've been waking up every night. I just keep seeing the Jester's face in my dreams. He just grins and then drops the expression over and over again, like some kind of weird experimental film. With little left to lose, last night I decided to go back out into the park with my knife and see if I could find the bastard out there. I surprisingly did find him. He was standing way down the sidewalk, and as I would approach, he just seemed to be getting further and further away. I don't really understand how it happened, but I knew he was just taunting me. I begged and screamed for him to tell me why he was doing this to me. And his only response was, he pointed up to the sky, as if telling me to blame God for what had happened or something. Then I just fell over and started crying. When I looked back up again, he'd vanished. I've always been stubborn and never listened to people's warnings. I just wanted to be the tough guy, I guess, you know? And now look where it's gotten me. I'm pretty much bedridden, with no one to take care of me except my mom. But I can tell she's even kind of frightened at how badly I look. My skin is basically gone, and every moment I'm alive is sheer agony. My only hope now is for the Jester to come back and finish the job. Stay away from the woods. The Jester is always watching.